That's 635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this February 2nd, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line this morning is the author Rick Randall. Of course, you all know him as the author of Road Trip, the Good Words book for success, likely to succeed A to Z. He's asked and participated in a lot of these conversations with us over the past few months, and we like to have him on the show on Mondays to kind of give us a jump start for our week. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Randy. I appreciate the heck out of all that. That was beautiful.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you very much. And one of the things that you and Jonathan put together was a song. We've played it a few times. I'm trying to get the MP3 from him so I can actually do some sound editing and replace our lead-in for the second segment on Mondays and playing that for you. But one of the things that you talk about in that song is Magnificent Monday, and you've got certain words and you got certain components actually in the words, the script of that song. And I wanted to go into a little bit more detail with you. What prompted you to come up with that saying years ago, part of your Past the Positive efforts? And why did you decide to go with Magnificent Monday?
Magnificent's a great word, but what I did was I named all the days of the week. And so, I mean, so the whole premise of what we are about is that you wake up and you go, it's going to be another great day. And at least you should think that way. So Magnificent Monday, and then I'll finish today with Terrific Tuesday, but Wonderful Wednesday and Tremendous Thursday and Fabulous Friday and Sensational Saturday and Super Sunday. And then what I follow up with that is that what kind of day are you having, right? So, your attitude. So when I came up with the song, it's just a poem. Jonathan turned it into a song, which I was so excited. But it's so Magnificent Monday. And so the premise of my book, the whole idea of my book is good words. And so I'll just do this real quickly because we've done it before. But you live your life from about 1,500 words in your daily word bag. So in your daily word bag, if you only have 1,500 words, you should put only good words in that bag is what we came up with. And so magnificent is one of those good words. And then I wrote the whole book about it. There's 107 words that were good words. And what I did was I created a Pass the Positive dictionary of good words, and then I picked 107 good words out of my dictionary of good words, and then wrote the book Road Trip. And then, and but in the book, there's 24,000 words, so I'm going to come up with volume two, and you just use some of the words that are already in the book that aren't necessarily part of the primary words, but they're just part of the description of the words. And so you decide, and that was the second line of this poem, was it's just a decision if you want to feel this way. Magnificent Monday. And you know what, Randy, you and I are both in the same club. We every day, you know, you wake up and we have stuff going on, and if there's the good get to do versus have to do, right? And,
sure.
And we're all cruising down this road trip of life, and it should be the best experience ever. And it has to do with everything in your thinking. And so what you think about comes about. That was Mark Victor Hansen. I like that line. He was sure. A chicken soup for the soul guy. But then I came up with another one that was, you know, your thoughts are the seeds from which your future grows. And so your thoughts, which you have many, when they pop into your head, you go, okay, what words am I using to kind of manifest that thought, either good or bad? Do you add light to it, or do you take it away in just your thinking? And so Magnificent Monday, it's just a decision if you want to feel this way. I thought this was good too. Saturday and Sunday have come to an end. And we always talk about, you know, the strong end of the week.
Yep.
It's,
yep.
Oh my God.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current attorney general by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment. Staying through the break is the author, Rick Randall. He's the author of the book, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. Getting back to your poem there that you guys turned into a song, talk about the words in the poem itself, Rick, about Saturday and Sunday. What sure. happens over the weekend? What have we just gone through? And of course, dealing with this magnificent Monday.
So Saturday and Sunday have come to an end. Magnificent Monday is the way to get there again. Okay, so I wrote that the weekends are the frosting, the visible part of the cake. Monday through Friday give meaning to the actual piece that you take. So, you know, it's all in how you frame things. And so you get excited on Monday because of Monday. And once you decide that I'm going to have a great day, and you can do that every single day, you wake up and you go, this is going to be a great day. So today I was having a great day washing dishes in the morning. I had to fold my clothes. I was so grateful. I mean, to have a washing machine in your house and a dryer and to have clean clothes. And so, you know, you go through all these things, which are all on my list, you know, drink my ESAC tea, do this, do that. And so then you are always planting seeds in our life garden, you know, that's part of the song. And so what I wrote the whole book about is good words, and use good words. They're the seeds that you plant in the garden of your life. And so then your attitude is the water that helps the seeds grow. So, you know, your attitude about life and love and living, you know, just, okay, this is cool. If you, I just read this again, but I saw there's a book. And if you talk to plants, I have so many plants in my office, but if you talk to water crystals and you say you are beautiful and you are, I just love you and all this positive energy, the water crystals take on a different formation. If you talk to them and you talk to them about, you know, this isn't good or whatever, I can't even come up with it. I guess, sorry, man, I don't live there. But if you said something bad to a water crystal, it suddenly takes on a different formation. So when you think about that, this is true for anything and everything that you do. When you walk into the room, man, does the room get brighter because you're there? My mom said, never waste a crowd. I loved my mom. She was fun. And she couldn't sit anywhere without having conversation going. If it was quiet, she's thinking there's got to be something to say. My friend Mark, he says he's talking at the Ironworks, and he's at lunchtime, and everybody's kind of on their cell phones and this and that. And he's like, I love this. He says, you know, hold it. I got something to say. And so you need to put your cell phones down and let's listen. But so anyways, your attitude is the water that helps the seeds grow. And it's all about positive energy. How is the crop looking? It's just a matter of time. If attitude is the water, going to add better water to mine. So a positive mental attitude is the attitude of choice. It's just good energy. It's love and life and living. Again, I mentioned that earlier, but the whole point is this, is that you have this opportunity to wake up, get up, and giddy up about your day and make a difference for other people's lives. So the good words bag, I'll interject this. And so we don't let bad words in the bag. And so bad words are bored, anxiety, or depression. And so I wrote, you know, bored is when your mind fell asleep. You know, you go on board. I always joke. I go, you should learn how to read. But there's so much to see and to learn and to do, right? And so the cure for boredom is to get excited about your life and get genuinely interested in your life. And what you can go out there and get going on. And I mean, it's so cool. Anxiety is when you lose your sense of adventure. So my niece, she was having trouble with school, and she goes, oh, I get this anxiety. And this is funny. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, oh my God, these tests and they're tough and this and that. I said, well, I got the cure for anxiety. She goes, oh, you do? What is that? I said, well, do push-ups. So all of a sudden you get this anxiety or this anxiousness or this energy, you know, and none of us are all that. I mean, I'm not all that. I got to do push-up myself. And so I said, but you'd be surprised once you start doing push-ups and you go, hey, how come you're doing push-ups? And people would say, how come you're doing push-ups? You go, well, it cures my anxiety. And so, you know, because you start doing push-ups, you can only do so many. And pretty soon you're too tired or worn out or this or that. You don't have anxiety anymore. I said, you'd be surprised how many people start doing push-ups. Right.
Well, you know, then, the thing of it is the endorphins and chemicals and different things start to, you know, give you a little bit more energy. My anxiety that I was told by high school chemistry teacher, he said, well, if you get anxious about my tests, you need to study more. And he said, if you know the subject matter, the anxiety will go away. And it was like, you know, he's right. I just got to study more of these periodic tables and I wouldn't have that anxiety. I got a text message for you, Rick. the guy says
about chemistry.
Right. Yeah, go ahead, exactly.
Go ahead. Yes.
text message came in. Jim up in Sheboygan, he said that he had purchased 4 of your books previously, but he needs 4 more. Can I call Rick directly? And I said, well, yeah, I'll send you his information. So that's a good thing.
Oh,
and
yeah, also, I'm so excited. Right on.
Yeah, right. And another thing, this book makes a great gift. And I'm pretty sure Jim, of course, passing these out to friends and family and different folks. But it's basically making a choice, a decision about being positive and going into the week, you know, having the right attitude. And if you simply have this habit that starts on Mondays, every Monday you're going to come into this saying, you know, it's a magnificent Monday, it's going to be a great week, blah, blah, blah. You reinforce that positive energy on a constant basis. And that's what everybody said, blah, blah, blah. Well, blah, blah, blah can be positive or negative. Is this a positive blah, 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 or a negative blah, 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 you know?
Okay, it drives me nuts. Yeah, the blah, blah,
absolutely.
Blah.
Sorry, yeah, man. Exactly. Yeah, no, but it's, you know, true. So, and so many people got to take a look at that and analyze what it is that they're actually pumping into the brain and thinking about on a regular basis.
So here's what I think about is that, that we have so much to be grateful for. You know, we take so much for granted. And when you realize the things that you have, that your blessings, I call them your blessings are the flowers that God picked especially for you. And what a beautiful bouquet that's sitting on the table, you know. And so when you focus on what you really got that's good going on, then what's good going on gets even better. And so, you know, are you excited about what you have, or are you disappointed about what you don't have? And I think, no way, man. You have to get pumped up about, you know, and you have to, my car starts, you know, the shower this morning was hot water. You know, I shaved and my razor was sharp. You know, I had shaving cream. I mean, you know, 100 years ago or 150 years ago, what we have these days in our life. And so this is what's so magnificent. We live in the greatest country that there is. And I get to live up north, and I just, I walk out today. I swept my sidewalk, you know, we had a little fresh snow, and you just look around, and my buddy says, the other day, he goes, this is funny, Randy. He says, you tired of winter yet? I said, oh God, no. I said, today's this blue sky, sunshine. I said, you know, you dress warm, put your hat on and go out and enjoy it. And I said, now come February, which is today Groundhog's Day, Randy?
I think it's either today or tomorrow. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so, you know, and I laugh at that. You go, oh, there's only 8 weeks left of winter, whatever, he sees his shadow or not, you know. And they think, well, you know, you live here. You can't complain about where you live because this is where you live.
Right.
Right. You go, hey, if you're not really big on winter, man, you kind of maybe need to relocate. But you kind of have to go out and you go, this is what I get to do. And I'm so lucky. My legs are working and my heart's pumping and my lungs are breathing. And I mean, you know, just it's how you frame it. I went down this weekend, went down to Kokomo, Indiana. And my good friend Stace he used to be the chiropractor for the Indianapolis Colts. He and I go back 45 years and then our friendship and chiropractic school together. And he actually got a Super Bowl ring. Randy, this is cool as can be. He was on the team as the chiropractor.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, my gosh. And then they won, you know, Peyton Manning days. It was 2007.
Oh, yeah.
So he gets a ring. So he's got this ring, you know. And that was kind of neat. But the chiropractor for the New England Patriots, he was there his whole life. A lot of these guys do this voluntarily. It's not even that you get paid, and they're not really allowed to promote the idea that, you know, I'm working for the Colts and I'm all that. It's sure. It's not that way. And so the chiropractor for the New England Patriots, he has 6 Super Bowl rings, and I think he has 3 AFC championship rings where they won the championship in the AFC, but they didn't win the Super Bowl. And but the fun part about that is, I mean, he has all these rings. You know, most NFL players don't have a ring, and he's got these rings. But anyways, so I got to spend time with him and get chiropractic care, and his son just bought a house, and so we're excited about Parker, my good man Parker, and I've known him for quite some time now. So you look and you try to infuse. That was the whole purpose of the book, was to talk to younger people specifically and say, man, let me guide and guard your life a little bit with just the words that I wrote in the book. But the words that you choose to use in your life manifest what's going to happen in your life. You know, is it a good day or bad day? It's just a choice in your thinking. You know, am I going to have a magnificent Monday and a terrific Tuesday? Just a matter of, you know, what you think about. So I don't want to just keep talking, but
No. I appreciate it. Well, I'm trying to read text messages. They're coming in at the same time. I got another one. Said, Rick sounds like a truly optimistic guy. Does he ever get down or feel negative thoughts? He's positive every time he's on the radio, but does he ever have any, you know, downtime when things go wrong and he's just getting frustrated? Does that ever affect him? Is the basic questions I'm getting
in the text. So thank you. Thank you very much for that, because I thought about that this morning earlier. You know, I'm just like everybody else, right? You wake up in the morning and you have things in your mind, and it just, again, depends how you're thinking. And so, yes, you're right. I have moments, but I don't stay there long. So I like the saying that goes like this, is that you don't drown when you fall in water. You only drown if you stay there, right?
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh. So it isn't like thoughts don't pop into my head that are you know, not positive and giddy up and go thoughts. You have these thoughts and like you just have to correct it. And that's where my book comes in. And this is what, not just my book. I got my book from all the people that I've learned and listened to over the years. And I remember I said that about Wayne Dyer, and some lady came up to him and said, don't you ever get depressed? And he goes, well, no, I guess I don't. She goes, oh, that's depressing. Yeah, you know? So, I mean, it's right. Just, but again, it goes back to the words that you use in your life to talk to you on any given moment of time. And you can have those moments, but again, you don't stay there very long. You know, it's not that my own life hasn't had significant learning curves on the spokes of my wheel, you know, and I've had to learn the hard way, and it has a lot to do with choices that you make and poor decisions. I love this story. This guy, he was very, very successful, and somebody asked him one time, they said, hey, how come you're so successful? He goes, oh, because of good decisions. And they said, well, how come you made so many good decisions? He goes, because I made a lot of bad ones, right?
Oh, yeah.
You hope you learn from the things that you do, but the good words that you use in your life just help to inspire, motivate, encourage, and that's what you have to live by. I did this thing about Monday. So Monday morning, you know, you have this, I wrote this. This is great. It's the beginning of the week. It's the meeting. It's that you're the chairman with the chairman of the U board. Remember, you're speaking to you. You look in the mirror. You go, Monday's meeting is the pump up meeting to get the week rolling on the positive plan. Eye contact is important. Look in the mirror. I mean, how many times you look in the mirror and you don't really look at yourself? You have to look in the mirror and look at yourself and you go, hey, you know, I love you, man. I love you. And so then I started this. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And I wrote these things out, like four lines of you can do it. You can do it. You can do
right.
it.
Right.
Okay. Then I said, then when you realize that you are talking to you, you become I. So now you go, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. So I have four. Okay. Then next thing you know is that there's now you and I, which creates we. And then you go, we can do it. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. And you and I together, we can do it. And so that's just another motivational thing that, you know, I mean, life is kind of a game if you just realize that's really what's going on. And you just have to get good at playing the game. And the game is a really fun experience. And here again goes back to make other people's lives better, right? When you wake up. And that was the third word was depression. The bad words was bored, anxiety, depression. Depression is when you forget that the world needs you. The world needs you. You're here for a reason. Your energy is here. So the cure for depression is to go help somebody. You know, go help somebody out. And I have a friend, Jerry Ross. This dude's 91.
We got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. So,
yep, never mind.
Hey, Rick, I am going to share your phone number. I got quite a few folks texting me. So if you don't mind, I'll share the number and then give you a call and order the book directly from you. Again, the author, Rick Randall of The Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Greatly appreciate you today, brother. Thanks. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.